Thank you and good afternoon. In Rio Del this morning, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, along with the Rio Del Police Department, served a search warrant at a residence in the 350 block of First Avenue. It was reported that the suspect, 35-year-old Eric David Wiley, was armed and possibly in possession of an explosive device. Officers called the Humboldt County SWAT team to the scene to assist. Law enforcement surrounded the residence and ordered Wiley to exit the house. Wiley complied without incident and was then quickly detained. Law enforcement searched the house and were unable to locate an explosive device. They did, however, locate three handguns, one of which was reported stolen out of Oregon, along with one rifle and numerous boxes of ammunition. A marijuana hash lab operation was also located at the scene, as well as over 240 marijuana plants and 3 pounds of processed bud, all of which were confiscated. Officers also located a small amount of heroin. Wiley was then booked into county jail for manufacturing of a controlled substance, along with numerous gun charges. 23-year-old McKinleyville resident David Hernandez was arrested by the California Highway Patrol early this morning after crashing into a Eureka Police Patrol car. An officer was driving westbound through the intersection of 4th and R Streets and had the green light when Hernandez ran a red light going northbound and collided into the driver's side of the patrol car. The officer, along with Hernandez and his passenger, were uninjured. However, both vehicles were totaled and had to be towed from the scene. A CHP officer responded to the scene and determined that Hernandez had displayed signs of intoxication. He was then arrested for driving under the influence. Around 3 o'clock this morning, Arcata experienced a brief power outage, which resulted in police officers arresting the person responsible for those outages. Officers responded to the areas of 6th and I Streets after citizens reported hearing a large explosion. Upon arrival, officers located 25-year-old Oregon resident Chase Lee Hoops walking inside the PG&E substation in the 800 block of 6th Street. It was noticeable to officers that Hoops suffered serious burn injuries to his body after grabbing an electrical breaker. Ambulance and fire personnel were dispatched to provide medical attention, and Hoops was then taken to Mad River Hospital, where he was cited and released for tampering. The Humboldt complex of 7 wildfires have burned 4,800 acres in the Alder Point and Blocksburg areas. Over 1,700 personnel from CAL FIRE and other agencies have remained on scene and have the fire at 65% containment. The fires have now destroyed one home to go along with the 6 other structures that have been destroyed. 14 fire personnel have suffered injuries battling the fire, and road closures in the area remain in effect. Residents over the age of 55 with low to moderate income can have the opportunity to purchase firewood from the 2015 Swap Firewood program in Eureka. Residents can purchase up to 4 cords of wood through the voucher program, and longtime buyers have praised the program as some have called it a lifesaver. The reduced prices have helped residents find cheaper heating methods they couldn't afford before. Vouchers are sold Tuesday through Friday at the Humboldt Senior Resource Center. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the Six Rivers National Forest, the route complex has now grown to 26,000 acres and has destroyed 2 structures, along with causing an injury to a firefighter. The series of 3 fires are at 20% containment as over 900 personnel continue suppression efforts along the areas of Mad River, Densmore, and Hiapom. The target date for full containment is August 31st. August 31st is also the target full containment date for the Mad River complex of fires burning in the Ruth Lake areas as well as some of the Mad River communities. The Mad River complex is a collection of 7 wildfires that have burned 22,000 acres, and 1,200 personnel have the fire at 45% containment. With resources being assigned to the fires, the Coast Central Credit Union announced they will match donations of up to $2,500 in relief funds for residents affected by the fires. The donations will be used to purchase sleeping bags, bottled water, as well as personal items and other supplies for families that have been forced to evacuate. For more information on how to donate, you can contact the Coast Central Credit Union. In the Shasta Trinity National Forest, the Fork Complex has now burned close to 29,000 acres of land along Hay Fork, Hiapom, and Harrison Gulch. Over 2,300 personnel have continued battling the complex, which is a collection of 40 fires that stand at 26% containment. During suppression efforts on Wednesday, fire crews located a female dog and her three puppies wandering in the fire areas. Crews were able to rescue the dogs and supply them with food and water. After the dogs were brought back to full health, they were reunited with their owners. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.